Time to Travel on SAFM.
Well, Jenny Newman and her husband Norman left the big city life and headed for Hogsback. It's possibly one of the most beautiful parts of South Africa. Well, they've recently opened Le Roi on Hogsback. It's self-catering accommodation, and she says that it's set in a tree-filled country garden. Well, if you had to see the amount of trees and the types of trees, you'd be absolutely amazed. I was absolutely amazed. Jenny, good evening. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, Karen. How are you this evening?
Well, other than having a bad start to the show, doing very well. Thank you very much.
I heard that. Can I add to your bad start? It's Lara on Hogsback.
It's Lara. Okay, Lara, I'm saying Leroy. Yes. I'm so sorry. But this is Irish, isn't it? This is all to do with
yes,
your Irish,
it is
yes.
It's Irish origin.
Okay,
yes.
So what? Just tell us before we get into it, what is Lara? Where is it? Where does the name come from?
The name comes from the family farm in Ireland, my husband's family, Norman's family. And, we just wanted to commemorate that as the family tradition. And when we bought Lara and Hogsback, well, we bought the property, we just decided that would be an appropriate name for the farm.
So for those who haven't been to Hogsback before, just give them some idea of where exactly Hogsback is.
Where it is, okay. It's in the Eastern Cape, in the Amaterna Mountains. And it's between King William's Town and Annis, if you know that part of the world. And we're about 150 kilometres from Grahamstown.
So it's really one of the most spectacular parts of the country up there.
Oh, absolutely. It's just, there's a lot of history. The nature is unbelievable. Part of our history is that Madiba was educated at Healdtown, graduated from Fort Hare University in Annis. So that's a bit of our claim to fame.
And you'd mentioned the nature. I mean, the bird life is amazing up there. Tell us what you can see if people come up there.
The bird life is amazing. We actually have a bird specialist, Graham Russell, in the village. And we have over 200 species of bird in Hogsback, the most notable being the endangered Cape parrot, and then we have the Nice Maluri, and that's the most famous one, and then the infamous Pitmare Frow.
Oh, really?
So, which makes a terrible racket at Christmas time.
Well, at least you know they're there. They're letting you know that they're there.
Oh, absolutely.
You've got some mango monkeys. I've never heard of some mango monkeys.
They're also an endangered species. We also have the vervet monkey.
Okay.
And then another endangered species is the Amaterna toad. It's a very, very diverse part of the world that we have here.
Besides all the nature, there's lots of other things to do, healthy sort of adventure pastimes, if you like. There's walking trails and abseiling, mountain biking, fly fishing, horse riding. I mean, it sounds like one of those most idyllic holidays you could ever have.
Yes. I mean, you know, often people say, well, what is there to do in Hogsback? And it's like whatever you want to do, you know. It appeals primarily to the nature lover. We have the forest walks, we have beautiful waterfalls, and sunrises to die for. And when there's full moon, we often sit on our front deck and just sit with a glass of wine and watch this moon rising. And it's our whole property is just bathed in moonlight. So that's just phenomenal, you know.
I was reading on your Facebook page that from Lara on Hogsback, there are apparently great views of Tor Doon and the Hogs. What are those?
Oh, well, Tor Doon is one of the mountaintops here in Hogsback. That is, if you look at our Facebook page, I have photos of that. And then the Hogs are, it's just part of the Amaterna mountain range. And what's significant about the Hogs is that the ridge of the mountain is like the hog ridges, if you like. So we have what we call hog 1, 2, and 3, and that's very well photographed on my Facebook page as well.
And it sounds like one of those places, you know, McGregor, it sounds to me another one of those sort of places where people go to get away from it all, but then you find all these amazingly creative people all in one place. Is that the same sort of thing?
Absolutely. You know, we apart from, as you've mentioned, the hiking, you can actually hire mountain bikes and go mountain biking. You can go abseiling. There's fly fishing on the nearby farms and even horse riding. Okay. And then the other activities, if you're not into that sort of thing, you know, we have the Eco Shrine, which is a conglomeration of art, nature, and science. And it's in a particularly breathtaking site and has views across the landscape that surrounds Hogsback. We also have the Labyrinth, which is the largest labyrinth in South Africa. We have a fairy realm where you can walk amongst the fairies. We have artists who do both water and oil paintings. We have professional photographers, Ken Harvey being the most notable, who actually sells his work here from the village. Pottery, we have two different potteries, Mafeko Potteries and Star Wars Pottery. And every week, on the Saturday, we have crafters, local crafters, you know, selling the wares, and it's really fun, you know. And then, of course, there's Hobbiton, which is you have these fun survival courses that you can do with the, it's actually an internationally acclaimed high ropes course that they have there. And I personally have done the middle ropes course, nearly broke my neck, but it was total, total fun, you know. And then the other thing that Hogsback's very popular for is a wedding destination, you know, and we have the smallest chapel in the country called St. Patrick's on the Hill, and very, very popular. And alternatively, they also have wedding ceremonies held in the Arboretum, which is a forest museum, basically a tree museum of all the different trees that can be found within Hogsback. So there's just an amazing plethora of activities that one can partake of, you know.
Well, now let's get down to why we're actually speaking here, because you've just recently opened your self-catering cottages at Lara on Hogsback. And
yes.
I'm just sort of wondering, if people come to stay and there's all this to do, do you actually get rid of them at any point? I mean, do they actually want to leave?
Interesting that you ask that question, because one of our guests, two weekends ago, they came to me to return the key, and they said, unfortunately, we have to leave here and go back to our real life, you know. And, that is a problem, but, you know, we're quite happy with that problem.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So tell me a little bit about the accommodation, Jenny.
The accommodation, we have three cottages, and it's three all under one roof. What's significant about the architecture is that they're all double-volume, high-rate ceilings and very well-equipped with wood-burning, close-combustion stove, electric blankets on all our beds, because it gets particularly cold here in Hogsback, especially with the snow in winter. That's
how beautiful.
The other thing that's remarkable about Hogsback is the different seasons that we have. You know, in spring, amazing colour from all the flowers, the azaleas, particularly in rhododendron, that Hogsback is particularly known for. And then in autumn, the amazing colours, as the trees turn to all those autumnal colours, it's really, really spectacular. To the winter, I mean, we had the most splendid day today. It's hard to believe it was winter, you know. But it can snow, and in fact, in 2010, we had record snow here in Hogsback, where I've got pictures, which I haven't yet posted on my website page, of the inches of snow here in Hogsback, you know. So we've particularly concentrated on keeping our guests lovely, cozy, and warm with the wood-burning stove, electric blankets on the beds. And then the kitchen is a fully equipped kitchen with the gas hob, electric oven, nice-sized fridge. And one of the comments I've had in my guest comment book is that the kitchen is so well equipped. And then on the deck, we have covered decks on all our our cottages, and each one has a Weber Bride. So it's particularly well appointed, and it's luxury accommodation that you can expect when you visit Lara and Hogsback.
How many people does each cottage accommodate?
It takes up to 4 people, and we have queen size beds in the main bedroom, and then single beds, and 2 of them have single beds, and 1 has another queen size bed up in the loft bedroom.
Oh, a loft bedroom, that's quite fun.
Yeah, and it's actually the end cottages have, it's actually, I've called it a room with a view, because you actually overlook the treetops, you know, and that's what you wake up to in the morning from there. And actually, we had 2 couples in the one cottage over this last weekend, and they said that was the best room in the house because it got nice and toasty warm from the flue going through to that area. And then, of course, just waking up to that view in the morning, they said it was absolutely spectacular.
Now, if people want to find out more, Jenny, you've got a Facebook page. People can find out everything there.
Yes, absolutely. All the information is on the Facebook page. All you need to do is Google Lara-on-Hogsback, and that will take you to our Facebook page. And please go ahead and like as much as you like. And also, any comments you'd like to make, we welcome that.
Well, I think they need to come up and visit you as well.
Well, that would be a surprise, especially from Cape Town, you know.
Well, you're a Cape Town girl, so, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it would be really nice. And I must just tell people, Lara is spelled, and you'll understand why I mispronounced it in the beginning.
Yes.
It's L-A-R-A-G-H. Lara. Yeah, it's Irish, I would imagine, spelling.
Yes, and it's just the G-H is silent. So
okay.
It's Lara.
Lara, -on-Hogsback, and it's on Facebook. All the information, beautiful pictures, all the contact details, everything is there. Jenny, it's been delightful chatting with you. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for joining me on the show this evening.
Karen, thank you very much. Have a lovely evening.
Thank you so much. Good night to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Jenny Newman, who together with her husband Norman own and operate Lara on Hogsback. And for more information, you can call them on 082-781-0470. That's 082-781-0470. Or take a look at the Facebook page. It's Lara-on-Hogsback. And Lara is L-A-R-A-G-H.